Good morning, friends. Welcome back to Sniffy's Podcast, your bi-weekly dose of positivity. I'm your host, Howard.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ping, co-hosting this podcast with Howard. Sorry, Chubby was barking at people outside.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. Chubby probably wants to join our conversation and be our guest speaker. So, hey, Ting, I'm curious, why did you ask Chubby to sit? Does it help stop his like barking or walking?
That's a great question. I don't know. It seems that every dog owner would ask their dog to sit a lot. So it kind of becomes an instinctive reaction for me to ask Chubby to sit every time when he's not calm.
Right. Almost every dog owner I know tells their dogs to sit a lot. Why is sit so important? Are there other important behaviors like sit that every dog should learn? Today, we're glad to have Greg here again with us. Greg is a certified dog trainer with more than 10 years of experience. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I've definitely noticed that a lot too with a lot of my clients and just seeing dogs around. Sit seems to be the go-to behavior that people ask for. I think it's because probably just one of the first things that people teach their dog. And a lot of times when dogs are barking, just giving them anything else to focus on can kind of snap them out of it and help them get back on track and focused on us. And sit is just a behavior people have practiced a lot and their dogs know it pretty well, so there's a good chance they'll respond to it.
I think that makes sense, Greg. And I also know that in terms of dog training, sit is considered one of the basic manners. You know, when searching for dog training classes, one of the most common classes that almost every trainer offers is basic manners training. I'm sure I understand each word, but I'm not quite sure what it means when we put them together. Greg, do you know what behaviors are considered basic manners for dogs? Why is it so important that almost every trainer teaches it?
The way I think of it, basic manners are mostly behaviors that will be helpful in everyday situations. Probably the most common and helpful and important basic manner behaviors that a lot of people ask about or are in a lot of class curriculums. Things like coming when called, stay, some impulse control exercises, walking politely on a leash, polite greetings when they're meeting someone so they don't jump up and knock people down to the ground. Things like that. And usually they're not too complicated. Like you can explain and teach it in one or two sessions just so people understand what the idea is and what we're looking for. And they're, like I said, just things that we come across every day, relatively simple. Things, for example, in more advanced classes, you might teach a heel or something, which can be very useful and helpful, but takes a little bit more time to refine and practice. And most people, on average, just day-to-day, don't really have a need for a heel. So it's a little bit more specialized, having your dog walk right next to you. So basic manners are more just simple things that come in handy.
I see.
So Greg, since we have lots of basic manner behaviors that we can teach our dogs, and you have already seen I use the sit to let Chubby calm down. So I was curious, what are some common situations or scenarios in life that we can use basic manners to help our dogs and also make our life easier?
That's a great question. A lot of it is sort of everyday occurrences or just things that you do with your dog all the time. You just want to make a little bit easier. So like I mentioned, two very popular topics are polite greetings, so that dogs, when they meet someone, they get really excited and they jump on them, and walking with a loose leash. So in a broader sense, a lot of basic manners sort of fall under the umbrella of, I don't want to say control because that sounds a little harsh, but helping your dog fit more comfortably into, you know, their own environments in our lives. So yeah, a lot of situations where, you know, out on a walk, your dog doesn't get too excited and pull if they see something they want to go sniff or another dog they want to play with. So it is a lot of situations where we want to basically just help our dog operate a little bit more smoothly. Another common situation is when family members or friends come over and their dog just gets so excited, they jump up and want to lick their face. So there are a few different basic manner behaviors that you can use in situations like that. Stay is a helpful one. You can ask your dog to stay while you open the door and let your friends come in. In addition to, you know, the polite greeting exercises, so that even if your dog isn't staying still and wants to interact with someone, it's still in a more polite, friendly fashion. Other that maybe aren't quite as common, but still definitely come in handy, are things like leave it and drop it. Again, out on walks, if you come across some very interesting, to our dogs, interesting garbage on the sidewalk, you want your dog to leave it, that's a great time to just practice, and you move right past whatever your dog is interested in. If you're cooking at home and your dog is maybe getting a little nosy, they want to see what you're working on, they're trying to get on the counter, again, things like stay can be helpful. Or maybe you drop something on the floor that you don't want your dog to eat. You know, some things like garlic and onions can be toxic for dogs. So again, a leave it. If you're playing fetch with your dog and they don't like giving up the ball, they want you to throw it, but they don't want to give it to you. Drop it is a great behavior to practice. So yeah, again, just sort of on the theme of helping things go a little bit more smoothly.
Wow, those are really great examples. Actually, I didn't realize that basic manners can be so important to dogs, and sometimes can even save their lives. Just like you mentioned, if my dog is eating something toxic, and I ask her to drop it, but she just doesn't listen to me, that can be very dangerous, and sometimes the dog might die. So, although it's called basic manners, but I think it's so important that every dog should learn it. Greg, I know you have more than 10 years of experience training dogs, and you teach training classes in animal shelters and other places. Do you think that dogs adopted from animal shelters need basic manners training more than other dogs?
That's a really good question. A lot of dogs from shelters are usually a little bit older than dogs you might get from a breeder. And that is a pretty significant factor. You know, one part of my philosophy is I never like to tell someone their dogs need to know something, because again, it's about helping them fit into their environment and your lifestyle and everyone being happy and comfortable. So of course it varies from case to case, but to get back to your original question, a lot of times in shelters, it can be really beneficial, can help a dog get adopted more easily if they have learned some basic manners, because sometimes it can be, well, for one, if a dog is older and they're physically larger and stronger, it can be harder to manage them if they don't know any basic manners, versus a puppy who, you know, weighs 10 pounds and they have ups and downs where they're really excited and then they take a nap for a few hours. So a full adult dog can be harder to manage if they don't have some basic manners. And it also just looks great if they are adopted and already know some basics and seem to respond and connect. Just, you know, saves a little bit of work on the adopter's end. Not to mention puppies are typically easier to train. Just they're a little bit more receptive to new ideas and things like that. Not to say you can't teach an adult dog either, but certainly having a dog from a shelter who knows some basics is absolutely helpful.
I see. Yeah.
So for some dogs who have already shown unwanted or, let's say, aggressive behaviors, do you still suggest that their owners start with basic manners? Or is there anything that must be done with the dog before introducing basic manners?
Yeah, it can depend on a handful of things, of course. The severity of the behavior, whatever it is, and what the dog's owner would prefer. You can certainly usually just go straight for whatever unwanted behavior and start there. But that's an interesting question, because a lot of times with more severe unwanted behaviors or aggressive behaviors or unfriendly things, a lot of times the building blocks for working on those are things you would learn in a basic manners class.
Okay.
For example, if the dog is resource guarding and they growl and show their teeth when someone comes near them or tries to take away a toy, teaching your dog a drop it or a leave it can really come in handy in that situation. Or if your dog is on walks, they get really excited or aggressive and start barking and, again, showing their teeth or lunging towards other dogs, you can use some, again, really simple behaviors. Like I mentioned with Chubby, when he's barking and you ask him to sit, sort of the same idea, just something to get their mind off it, something to redirect their attention. And those are really helpful tools to have. So if you already have a good foundation with basic manners, a lot of times working on the more specific, severe behaviors can be a lot easier.
Can you share with us some success stories, how you help your clients or students to improve their dog's severe behaviors with basic manners training?
Certainly. One recent example, I just worked with a young lab who was very excited. Anytime he would get ready to go for a walk and his people would put his leash or harness on, he would get really excited. They would sometimes cross the line, and I don't think it was mean-spirited. He didn't mean to hurt them. He would get so excited that he would, you know, jump and grab their clothes, pull on their shirts, and it was a real struggle to just get him ready for a walk. And it ended up with them, you know, getting hurt. He would tackle them. He might try to, you know, play tug of war with the leash and end up accidentally biting their hands because he was just so excited he couldn't contain himself. So we worked on a handful of behaviors there, actually. It was hard for them to burn off his energy. That's one thing I talk about a lot in my classes, is how burning off physical and mental energy can really help with a lot of behaviors like that, where your dog is just too excited to focus. It was hard for them to give him exercise because when they tried playing fetch, he wouldn't give them the ball. When they, you know, tried getting him ready for a walk, he was so excited and all things like that. So the first thing we did was practice playing fetch, which included teaching him how to drop it, how to trade his toy for a treat, things like that. So that first we could just burn off a little more energy, smooth out those rough edges, and then we have a little bit more room to work on the other, you know, primary behavior they came to me with, which was trying to get a leash and harness on him. So I think that's a pretty good example of, again, the sort of building blocks you can piece together from the ground up and work on a more challenging behavior.
Oh, nice. So now he can walk nicely on harness.
Yeah, I'm still working with them. So, but we're making some good progress. They're able to get the harness on him.
Oh, nice.
Take him for walks, and he's doing nicely. One thing that's come up recently is now taking the harness off. He still gets really excited for that. So that's our next step.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. Very interesting story. Thanks for sharing. But Greg, I have a question. So do you think that every dog is trainable? I mean, can every dog learn basic manners?
I think basic manners can be for any and every dog. It's helpful. As I've mentioned, there are a lot of things that show up in everyday life, but again, I like to encourage people to cater their training for their own needs and their dog's needs. So, you know, maybe you don't really care if your dog jumps on people when they greet them at the door. You know, a lot of people don't mind. They enjoy the affection, and I can't blame them for that. I love when my dog is wagging and excited when I first come home. So, you know, it's not my place to tell you what your dog should know. More, I like to give people the tools and knowledge to figure out what works best for them. So, with that said, basic manners, even if you just sign up for a regular, standard, basic manners class where you learn all the basics, even if you don't plan on using any of those behaviors specifically, it is still a great way to connect with your dog, to give them mental exercise. And generally, the more you train and work with your dog, the more intuitive your relationship feels with them. It can sort of feel like you can read each other's minds a little bit, and they can learn to know what we want. We can tune into their needs a little bit more. And it's good to just help with that aspect of it and build that bond.
Greg, you just mentioned that training is a very good way for owners to build the connection with their dogs. And, you know, I have seen people repeatedly taking their dogs to the same class. So is it because they just want to do training in the class, so to build a stronger connection with the dog? Or is it because the dog forgets the lessons taught previously?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So there are a few reasons people might take a class again. So I'll start with, it's just a very good mental exercise for our dogs. It can, you know, sometimes it's like a little brain game, like a little mental puzzle, where dogs enjoy learning things. I've heard a lot of students say that their dogs are more tired after a training class than a day of daycare, because you know, using their brains is a really good way to engage with them and tire them out. So part of it is it's just, you know, a fun activity, as if you and your friends meet up every week to do trivia at a restaurant or something like that. Sort of the same idea for dogs. They just go and engage their brains for an hour, and then it's a just, you know, a fun, enjoyable outing for the dog and their people. So that's certainly one reason people might want to repeat classes. It also, like you mentioned, dogs, I don't know if they forget the lessons necessarily. Usually it's sort of, especially through positive reinforcement training, it sort of becomes second nature, and dogs just learn to respond to cues in a certain way, and it just sort of becomes their how they process and learn and think about things. So that said, it's sort of like building a muscle. If you are training for the Olympics, then you can't just walk in and expect to do a perfect routine the first time. You have to, you know, work up to it and keep working to maintain it. So if you consistently work, it stays easy to work on it and maintain it and keep doing the behavior. So if a dog goes a while without practicing a certain behavior, they'll probably come back pretty easily, but they might get a little bit rusty. They might need a tune-up to sort of keep that strength that they built up.
That's good to know. So is it very hard to train basic manners, or it's not that hard? I mean, what's the level of difficulty?
Probably you could tell from its name.
Basic, yeah, right.
Yeah, generally, trainers try to make it as accessible as possible. And that goes for the people and the dogs, whether it's how the lessons are spaced out over a, you know, 4, 5, 6 week curriculum, and which weeks you choose to review certain behaviors and things like that. Or some behaviors are really simple. You just spend 10 minutes talking about it, a couple minutes practicing, and then that's really all you need. So it completely depends. But for the most part, dogs should be able to have a pretty good grasp on things. Just if the trainer has laid out the curriculum well, they should be able to at least have a good understanding of it, even if it's not perfect, through, you know, just a couple of classes.
Greg, I'm curious. So do you know how long does it take for a dog to learn basic manners? Or say, how long does it take for a dog to be well-trained?
So that's something that comes up a lot. I've had, especially when I was working in shelters and, like you mentioned earlier, dogs who are up for adoption, people would often ask, like, is this dog trained? And you never really reach a point where your dog is just trained and that's it and they're done. Again, using the sort of muscle building strength analogy, it takes maintenance, and no dog and no situation is ever going to be perfect every time.
Right.
Maybe your dog has a really good recall. They come when you call them 99% of the time. But if you try calling them and then all of a sudden a bunny runs right in front of them, that's probably going to take their attention away, and they're not going to listen. They won't come over to you. Which, of course, you know, it happens. No dog can ever learn a behavior perfectly 100%. That's, you know, neither can we. That's just life. But to answer your question about, you know, how long it takes, it really depends on the level that you're practicing at and what your expectations are. So that's something I talk about a lot in my classes, is make sure you're practicing for the situations you expect or you find yourself in. A dog can learn a recall, a stay, drop it, leave it. A dog can learn that behavior in 5 minutes. They can learn it really, really quickly, but it is taking that behavior to, you know, high distraction environments, or asking them to leave or drop more valuable things. So on average, in general, I would say dogs are pretty receptive to learning new things quickly. It is more the maintenance and the upkeep that takes time to build it up and make it stronger.
Right. I totally agree with you, Greg. I like your example of muscle building. You know, lots of people, they want to look fit, so they go to the gym, but if you don't maintain it, you lose your muscle easily. So yeah, definitely dog training is the same. You need to maintain, yeah.
I think it's very important to have a clear idea, like, to what extent you want your dog to be trained. Like, your dog can easily learn how to drop a toy, but if you try with a higher value toy, maybe your dog wouldn't just let it go. So there are always rooms that you can improve in training, and your dog can always do better through proper training. But maybe some trainings are just too much for you and your dog, so you don't necessarily have to do all of them.
Yeah. That's a very good point, Ting. So today we have covered a lot of interesting topics, such as what is basic manners training, why is it important to every dog, and how we can use basic manners training to improve our dog's severe behaviors. For the next episode, we will continue talking about this topic with Greg. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in today's episode. Your thoughts and feedback are very important to us, so please don't hesitate to reach out. Whether it's a story you'd like to share, a topic you're curious about, or you're interested in joining us as a guest speaker, please email to info@sniffylabs.com. info@sniffylabs.com.